Thank you all. We are, let's see, somehow we got past 2 hours. I'll just leave it open to the board if someone wants to move that we take a short break before we finish our agenda, or if you want to keep going. I'll leave that up to you to decide. If you make that motion.
I mean, a conference, I was hoping we could move along and just finish it if we can, so I could get to the lunch if possible. If not, it's up to the
board. Okay.
I want to do it.
All right. We have a member expressing they'd like to keep moving through. And that's what we'll do unless some other member moves for a break. Okay. On that note, we'll keep going. We have two sketch plots. Item six is PR 2019-2086. Sketchplat PS 2022-240. This is for Landco 2 LLC at 239 through 243 Anna Maria Southwest between Sunset and Rio Grande. Mr. Archuleta is the agent. No need to do formalities on sketches, so go ahead and give us an overview.
Yes, good morning, Madam Chair and members of the board. This is a request for a lot consolidation and here for sketch plat comments. Thank you.
And Mr. Rudbeck, you're bringing this up on the screen. I want to just doubly check. When I looked at addresses, I got either side of this street. So the properties are as identified on the screen. Is that correct?
Madam Chair, this is Derek. That is correct.
But anyhow, let's get you some comments. Water Authority.
David Gutierrez, Water Authority. No objections to the lot consolidation. However, any water services that are left unused need to be abandoned and cut at the main. That's it for Water Authority. Thank you.
Thank you.
Code Enforcement.
This is Jeff Palmer with Code Enforcement. This property is zoned R1B as noted and must meet the dimensional standards as per IDO 51C table 511. The property is also located in an area of consistency and as such must meet the lot size allowances as per IDO section 51C2B3. Specify B3 as this is located adjacent to sensitive lands, the Atrisco lateral, which is an irrigation facility or sequoia. And which is located immediately south of the property. And I included in my comments definitions for various terms there that would point that direction. So this allows it to be up to 150% larger than the average of the lots that contain a primary building on the block of Anna Maria Place Southwest. Typically, when we're doing contextual lot sizes, they're limited to either 75% up to 125%. This allows up to 150% based on the section I cited. That being said, the calculations of the allowable sublot size result in an average lot size of 0.1825 acre. I won't read all of my comments, but they're there for the details. The maximum lot size allowed at 150% is 0.2738 acre. The proposed lot size, combined lot size, is 0.3539 acre, which exceeds the allowed lot size. So prior to replat, you must obtain a variance for the difference of those lot sizes, which is a 0.0801 acre variance. That, other than that, I have no further comments.
Okay, thank you.
This is Chair Wolfley. I just want to make a comment here as well, because generally that provision that Mr. Palmer cited was a change in the IDO to recognize that near sensitive land, reducing density is generally a good thing for the city. So you've got the Atrisco lateral on one side, you've got this cul-de-sac ending near the bluff over the Rio Grande on the other side. So I wanted to alert you to another provision in contextual lot sizes that your owner could be looking at. It says, in making calculations in subsections 1 through 4 above, any lots owned by the applicant with the existing site features that are to be preserved, including but not limited to areas of open space or existing structures, shall be considered in the contextual standards calculations for the lot size. So is your owner intending to like fill up the entire lot with a huge home?
Madam Chair, the short answer is I'm not sure. I do know that the reason he wanted to consolidate them is he wanted to place a house like in the middle of the property instead of squeezing it into this long narrow lot, which is the more northern lot. So the lot line is interfering with those intentions, but I don't know exactly what the square footage is. All was discussed to me was, you know, his design, he wants it more in the middle, and picking or choosing one of the two lots was complicating with his plan.
Okay, so anyhow, if your owner's intention is, you know, that would actually reduce the density in an area like this, I can see some favorable favorables for that, and I can see some openings, perhaps an IDO. So keep talking to us. In other
words. Okay. Once I get a little bit more detail, this is Derek once again, I'll share that with the board and come up with, because I agree with you, I see where we have one less lot, which means less density, less traffic, all these other things that come as a result of that. But once I get a little bit more detail, I'll share with the board and figure out what we need to do.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Let's see, Parks and Recreation.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with the Parks and Recreation Department. We have no comments for this case at this time.
Thanks, Cheryl.
Hydrology.
Shahabi is with Hydrology. Hydrology has no objections to the platting action. However, for prior to building permit approval, we will need an approved grading and drainage plan. And on the previous plan, when it was submitted, enough ponding wasn't provided. So additional ponding may be required as part of the development of this project. That's all I have.
Thank you.
Yeah, on your diagram, show the existing sidewalk widths, and we'd like to see 5-foot sidewalks if possible. You might be able to get a, if you can't do the 5-foot sidewalks, we would like to see a justification letter. For your cul-de-sac, define the radius for that, and it needs to meet the DPM requirements. That's all.
Okay, thank you.
Planning?
This is Robert Webb with Planning. Most of the first set of comments are standard comments for the documentation and signatures. There was kind of a heads up for some research for verification. There was some previous case history on there, and if it ties it to a site plan for subdivision, it may require a site plan amendment. So just wanted to give you a heads up for that.
Okay.
And some just there was, we also included some development notes. The chair and code enforcement went over the contextual standard on if that applies. There are going to be some Arroyo standards and open space edge requirements if it comes to new development and some access for driveway and various things there. So just let us know if there's any questions as it moves forward.
Okay, this is Derek. Thank you. I'll check out the case history. And once I get a site plan from the property owner, I'll share it with the board and determine, you know, how it complies or not complies with the
contention. Sounds good. If there's not a site plan that was a previous site plan for the entire subdivision, then you wouldn't have to worry about an amendment or anything like that. So.
Okay, perfect. I appreciate that. Thank you.
This is Chair Wolfley, and I'm not 100% sure that would be required anyway. That's kind of a open question in my mind about something like this where it's a lot consolidation. Because that's why we have those contextual standards and ideas. So that's just something we need to clear up. Sometimes we get in an area amending site plans for a subdivision, and then, you know, then everything looks like that. So we're going to clarify that as well.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. I appreciate the time. Thank you.
Okay, we'll keep moving to